They work.
Arr, matey.
While you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Like this, McCone?
Noontime hour.
I do.
Zolak and Bertrand here on the Sports Hub and also our maiden voyage today on NBC Sports Boston.
How's the Zoe and Bertrand Twitter feed? Is the ladies going crazy over
I'm
McCone?
Sure they are.
With that sweet sure shirt he has are. On, that spotted shirt.
You like this?
It's nice.
What's with the echo? Is that from your microphone being open?
It's those headphones being too loud.
Oh, sorry. Turn your headphones down. Yeah, I get excited when I hear good
turn
music.
Turn them down. Yeah, no, I know. We're aware.
How's the intern doing? He okay? So being on TV?
Finally, did they put him on TV yet?
I don't know. 2 months. Finally, he contributed something to our morning exchange.
He's got
morning
the tall
exchange.
Chair, though. He's got the tall chair today. Yeah.
There's a camera back there.
Jesus.
B-Rob's got the small chair.
Look at B-Rob in the background.
B-Rob, you got to start eating.
I can't even see him. I can't see him from where I am. Am I going to be able to see T-Bone?
When McCone's doing the headlines, you can see B-Rob in between the two computers. You can see his face in between the two computers.
You look so little back there sitting in that low seat.
So much room in here.
I just found the Garoppolo story that just went out.
Oh.
I'm picking my way through it as fast as I can. But I haven't found anything salacious yet. But I haven't really had time. It just popped up before
good.
I could...
Okay.
Open the mics.
All right.
So if you guys can take a look. You know what? Maybe Colin the intern can take a look at this story.
Maybe he can do something.
And sift his way through it and find us the good stuff. If you don't mind. Here's what is in the opening paragraph. Before we get to your calls. It says, 10 hours after Bill Belichick called to tell him he had been traded to the Niners, Jimmy Garoppolo almost died. The Patriots had received a better offer from the Browns, multiple high-round draft picks, but Belichick believes San Francisco offered more possibilities for the young quarterback. He settled for a second rounder. When a report surfaced that Tom Brady played a role in the exit of his own protege, Garoppolo felt grateful that he didn't have to answer questions in public, hightailing it straight out of Boston. Quote, parts of it were true. Parts of it I knew weren't true. Parts I didn't know if they were true or not, Garoppolo says now.
No, that clears it up.
I appreciated that Coach Belichick put me in the best position. You hear those horror stories about guys finding out from Twitter. Oh.
I'm confused. So he almost died, but he didn't die, but parts are true, parts aren't true. Parts are unknown. Which ones are, which ones aren't? That's what we want to know, right? So there was a better offer from the Browns. But Bill took care of him and took a less offer. Is that good for the team? That's not good for the team, right?
I don't know, but it talks about 5:30 a.m. Halloween morning. Mm-hmm. He almost got in a bad car crash. Yeah. Mm. So, again.
Was he doing out at 5:30 in the morning?
He was on his way to the facility.
Right.
Yeah. So we gotta find the good, juicy material in there. And in fact, we started the day by reliving the offseason for the Patriots, which we're going to do
drama.
Again.
Yeah.
We'll do it again. Yeah. Because training camp starts on Thursday. And this is coming off one of the most bizarre off seasons we've ever seen in the Brady Belichick era. That is, it's absolutely the most unusual to downright strange at times. 617-779-0985. Let's go to. I want to make sure we go to the people who've been waiting. John and Stoughton on Isaiah Thomas. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to say. I mean, it's really unfortunate about this guy's career as a whole. I mean. Guy, always worked hard, always played hard, never got the big money, but then, on the other side of things, Kawhi Leonard, sits down on, one of the best coaches in NBA history, and, now he gets everything he wants. I mean,
did he?
I don't understand it.
Everything he wants. He got traded to a team he doesn't want to play for.
He didn't, he didn't get L.A., but, I mean, like, come on. It's what, a year or two down the road? It's not that far off.
Well, welcome to the NBA, and you got a top five player. It's going to dictate where he wants to go. I mean, that's the difference here. It's Isaiah Thomas. You're comparing Isaiah Thomas and what's happened to him to Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard is a premier player in this league.
He's a better player.
Welcome to the NBA. I mean, this is what it is.
John is in the car. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, John.
So I know the receiver position is kind of jammed. At least there's a lot of guys fighting for roster spots. But I'm a huge University of Miami fan. I never miss a game. And I'm telling you, this kid Braxton Berrios is a gamer. He's smart. He's in the right place all the time. Mm-hmm. Great hands. I'm sure, Zoe, you know, he like valedictorian of Miami Business School. He's just,
they don't care about
that. Seems like a Belichick guy. And I've had a man crush on him for like 2 years. I couldn't believe they drafted him. But I think this kid really could make some noise in camp. So
I hope so.
I just keep an eye on him.
Beetle, what was the name of the kid? War number 84? Little slot kid.
Oh, the kid from
we got enamored
Austin Carr.
Austin Carr. I am going to be Austin Carr cautious with this kid is what I'm going to be. Because when you watch practice and you watch camp and when Austin Carr was here, you thought, boy, this guy's going to be a lock. He's going to give you some depth with Edelman. He's going to take some of the snaps from Amendola. We actually talked about, was Danny Amendola going to be a roster casualty? Because you took the pay cut. You're on your way out. Too many reps. Is he on a pitch count? Is he healthy or not? And remember, we were at Tom Brady's best buddies thing over a year ago, and he was so offended when I asked him, how you feeling? I feel great. Why do you even ask me that question? I said, wow. Okay, I thought you were like on a pitch count. I thought, you know, your knee was in a bad way. We'll start to take a really close look at Berrios when we get down here on Thursday.
Do you remember that?
Is he going to line up in the right spot?
Do you remember Garoppolo finding him in the back of the end zone in the preseason game against the Jags?
Going,
that ridiculous game. I mean, you mean that leaping grab in the back of the end zone?
Yep, I thought that was the one that
sealed it. I mean,
it.
Like, elevated in a big way.
Yeah.
He didn't make the team.
He
had a good camp.
He read routes and he read coverage better than Brandon Cooks did.
Okay, good camp.
Oh, you missed the whole Brandon Cooks killing that last
week.
We're
going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
Everybody's upset with me. Like, oh, why do you got to kill a guy?
Austin Carr had a good camp and had a good preseason, and then he got cut.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
They thought, I think, this is what I gather from that. They thought he was like half a step too slow.
He didn't have a burst.
They didn't like the
lack of speed.
To me,
I was told he did not have the burst. He didn't have the ability to separate. He could catch things. But if you're going to be covered, you're not going to get the ball. He has to have that ability in tight spaces to separate.
And he's playing with the twos and the threes when he was out there on the field making that great catch that he made.
Right.
So Berrios, though, having a man crush on Braxton, that's an odd guy to be like, I am all in on Braxton Berrios. I hope he works out. I hope he's the next Julian Edelman, late-round pick that turns into a star in the Patriot sense of the word.
To be fair, that's what happened to Edelman, right? Took advantage of every opportunity that he had. He's got to be a special teams type guy.
I ain't banking on that happening, though.
I know.
If it happens, great. I hope it does.
Right.
I hope you're right. I hope your man crush pays off.
But he did talk about an overcrowded receiver corps. I mean, yeah, you have numbers there, but tell me who's
crowded.
Your starting lineup.
No, I'll tell you what. I can cut
it's
guys.
Chris Hogan. Hogan and who?
If you want me to start cutting guys, I will.
Yeah. Because don't put Matt Slater in that group.
It's not that crowded.
Yeah. Matt Slater was in here cutting spots for ad care last week. And I'm like, you love when you're listed as a receiver. He's like, you should not be throwing the ball to me deep. You know? I'm going to run down under punch.
After that game in Denver, I never want to do it.
It's like, hey, here comes Brandon Bolden.
I'm sorry, Matthew. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make fun of you.
No, but come on. Anytime you insert a special teamer into the offense, like Brandon Bolden, I'm in a Super Bowl game calling, okay, well, here comes the jet sweep because they're not going to hand it to Bolden. And then Cooks gets lit up on that one. Oh, here comes Matt Slater in. Get ready for the post route. Yeah.
Stevens and Braintree. Steven?
Steve,
go ahead. Okay, you're gone.
Bad connection.
Bad connection there. Paulie and Dedham. Paulie.
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
It was congratulations for starters. Congratulations on the new simulcast. I was pleasantly surprised yesterday when I was watching Comcast Sports on TV, and I saw the advertisements you guys finally getting your simulcast. Best damn show on 90 on the Sports Hub, and they waited all that time to finally give you a simulcast.
That's crazy.
I think it's only because you guys were so good, they could figure you could hold your own without having to be on TV. So,
or else the people weren't ordering pressure cookers or flex tape.
Yeah, where's the flex tape? Where the hell are people going to get their flex tape now?
Yeah, in the mornings, 6 to 10.
That's right.
Sell it down, man.
You got to get up early for your flex tape orders now, or Flex Seal.
You laugh.
Or
I told a story.
Or like the Ronco oven, or whatever it is you're looking to buy.
So one of our more popular sales guys here at Beasley,
yes,
also has a sister that works here at Beasley. And when I was arriving at work the other day, he was bringing a canoe that he got from, I think, a garage sale to put into her car because she was going somewhere.
And he should have sawed it right down the middle, split it in half, and put it back together with flex tape, because that can happen.
You know, when you drag that canoe, how it eventually wears out in the back,
sure,
and starts to get little holes,
sure,
in it? He flipped the canoe over. He goes, "Hey, come here. I want to show you something." Flex Seal sprayed all over the back of the canoe. So now that baby's airtight.
Watertight, baby.
Doesn't even leak.
Can float a boat. That's
two cans
put back together, yep, with flex tape.
$19.99. Two cans of it. Fix the canoe like
flex
that.
Flex Seal, flex tape. You get it in a tape version, a spray version. You can even get the can where you can dip your tools in it.
I like that one. Yeah. Bucket. I like the one where they pour it in the cake thing that comes out and you bend it.
Be careful where you dip your tools. 617-77. That goes for Garoppolo, too. 617-779-0985. The Patriots offseason that was will come to a close this week with the start of training camp. We'll get back to that and what actually played out. It's unbelievable when you list it and you go through the timeline. I forgot about half of it, and I'm sure many of you did, too. We'll get to that next.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, welcome back to our brand new Town Fair Tire Studios. You can also see us on the NBC Sports Boston simulcast. Zolak and Bertrand with you. 12:22. Beetle worked feverishly into the night on the timeline of what transpired over this offseason. A weird offseason for the New England Patriots. Very weird. Unusual is the word we would use.
And I know I miss things. I didn't get them all.
We're still going to add stuff. I mean, I came up with three things as you're reading them.
Hold on, ready?
I was like, whoa, pump the brakes.
This is typed, I think, like size 10 or 11 font.
Sure.
1, 2, 3, 4. It's like 5 pages. 5 pages, just to sort of bullet point all the crazy stuff that happened. To say, I keep saying it's like the most unusual offseason in the Brady Belichick era.
It really is.
And we've never seen anything like this.
No.
And, if you compare it to other teams, is it as crazy as some of the drama with other teams? No, it's not as serious or severe as a guy holding out or openly bashing his team or bashing teammates or being in a public fallout with a coach. No, it's not that. It's not like that. We've seen more severe cases, but those to me have been more, compact. One incident. It's one player with one coach or one team where they're upset with the team and it sort of drags on. And this was something new, like every day.
It's a compliment to them, really, for the last 18 years to really keep things as tight, as tightly wrapped, as circle the wagons, as what we do here, what we say here, what we hear here stays here. It's that old adage that, we keep everything in house. This is the first time in 18 years covering this team that this much stuff has gotten outside the house. And I'm sure it bugs Bill, or maybe Bill likes it. Maybe Bill's given some of this stuff out. Or Bill's people. People are talking more than ever there, and it's unusual.
February 4th was the day that they lost.
Yeah, it's a bad day.
The night bad they day. Lost to the
Froze
Eagles. We won't play
off.
The clip again. Oh. We played it to start the show.
You pissed off a lot.
I know I did.
This is your idea.
Jim's idea.
I would
Jim's
never
idea.
Say.
Not my idea. It was Jim's idea.
Jim, is your idea. I would never say Jim? Play a game-ending Super Bowl call after a loss. Oh,
what was that?
That's Jim's fun music.
Yeah, that's definitely not the final call. But Jim's going to try and do it to you again right now. He takes joy in that. He likes that.
Door set wide side left. White to the
He's
left
sick.
Of Brady. Tom
You're
takes
sick.
The snap. He's pressured. He moves up. He slips the rush. He steps to his right. He loads up. He throws deep downfield. Rock is there at the goal line. Ball is up in the air. Batted around. And it's incomplete. And the Philadelphia Eagles, for the first time in their history, are Super Bowl champions. For the first time in 58 years, are atop the NFL. It's their first title since 1960.
And at that point, as I sat there in the booth getting ready for postgame, all I could think about was, holy crap, Butler didn't play.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that we just watched this entire game and Malcolm Butler did not play. Forget the fact that Tom Brady threw for 500 yards. Forget any of that. Or that they were still, even after the Brady fumble, the strip sack, they were still in it. Like, they still maybe had a little shot.
Yeah. Yeah. You were backed up.
Crazy.
You forget that Brady had to hit Amendola on it fourth down just to keep it alive to get you that because you thought, wow, they scored too quickly. They did.
They think I can do this a lot faster this time around than we did the first go.
All right, let's go.
Ready?
Go, boom. Following fourth, they lose.
Belichick said it was strictly football, not disciplinary for Butler being benched. This happened after the game. McDaniels would not answer questions about the possibility of going to the Colts. Gronk said he'd be sitting down and looking at his future and saying that he'd be contemplating retirement.
That was already staged prior to it, regardless of ending. We need to get you a new deal, whether you win or whether you lose.
Brady said he expects to be back, but we'll see. I mean, it's only 15 minutes after the game. What?
I never knew Tom had to do that. Indicate that he was either going to come back or not come back at the end of the twilight of his career.
And by the way, let's not forget the rampant rumors leading up to the game that someone could be pulling the plug and retiring if they won, whether it be Brady or Belichick.
People
or
thought
Gronk
it was Belichick.
Or all of the above.
Oh, no, I thought it was Belichick. I thought anybody's going to walk away if they win, it would be Belichick.
Next day, conference call. Belichick, when asked about McDaniels, I don't know. You got to ask those other teams. I have no idea. I have no idea. Is what he said. Patricia, out the door, gone, goes to the Lions.
The guy that decided to come up with certain packages with the head coach during the week getting ready for the Super Bowl that had no Malcolm Butler whatsoever in any of those packages.
Rappaport, that day, February 5th, says several factors led to Butler being benched, including illness, a rough week of practice, minor violation of team rules, and general attitude. All of those things, I think, as a report, sort of hold up. I don't know how much we bought in on that report.
Well, they all make
the day
sense
after the game, but I think it was sort of a multitude of things.
Remember, he was sick and was in the hospital, but yet there were no reports of him being in any hospital that week. That was weird.
February 6th, 2 days later, McDaniels officially announces the head coach early in the day. Malcolm Butler goes on Instagram, posts his message saying that there was no violation of team rules. He did not violate curfew. Tom Brady likes the post, comments on the post saying, an incredible player and teammate and friend always. Love you, Malcolm. By 7:30 p.m., Josh McDaniels had bailed on the Colts. He was no longer their head coach.
That was a weird day, man.
New reports out saying that Bill Belichick was going to show him his world. The same night, Belichick
Mike
and
Reese
Kraft
won.
Go out to dinner at Davio's Patriot Place, wide open in the dining room. Everyone's taking pictures. They get posted to social media just like they knew they would.
Because there's nowhere to eat within the walls of any of their offices or the cafeteria that is in-house with the team.
Oh, and then that day, Rob Gronkowski's house, the report it surfaces and the 911 call surfaces of Gronk's house getting broken into.
My whole house got robbed.
Rob's house
February
got robbed.
February 7th.
A whole house.
February 7th.
Except my room that was locked.
Bill Burt, Eagle Tribune. Gronkowski considering retirement to pursue acting. The 16th of February.
You're such a good actor.
WWE reportedly willing to offer him a deal similar to the one that Ronda Rousey got. The 24th, Gronkowski's tweets that we kept trying to figure out. Foresee your own future, control your own temptations, and your destiny will be not just reached, it will just be starting. Which is, wait, what? Is he leaving to go be a wrestler now? An actor? What the hell's happening? The 26th, Gronk tweets, there are no limits. The 28th, Ian Rappaport back at it again. Gronkowski expected to play. Who's expecting it? We don't know. He never told us.
Yeah.
And then following the report, Gronkowski tweets, hashtag clueless. What? Rappaport's clueless?
What's clueless?
You're clueless? You don't know if you're staying, going, what?
But the vagueness
hashtag
of all
clueless.
Of them, whether it's number 12 or whether it's number 87, tagging anything with a hashtag, they left the end open, meaning it could go one way or the other.
March,
it was brilliant.
March 12th, final episode of Tom vs. Time, in which he says he wants to, I guess, spend the entire offseason with his family because they deserve it, and then his wife Giselle says he needs to feel more appreciated.
Feel appreciated and have fun.
Yes.
He's like,
March 13th, first reported, Brady will now be starting up a new sports media startup Religion of Sports, which had been a series, is now going to be a full-blown business with Michael Strahan and Gautam Chopra. Gautam Chopra being the guy who put together and filmed Tom vs. Time. Also a close personal friend of Tom Brady. Hmm. A day later, Chopra is on a podcast March 14th with Peter King, MMQB. Jim, what do you got? Got anything there?
I think this idea that he's going to play for four or five more seasons, I mean, this is just me, the guy who's been around him for a while now. Like, I'd have a hard time envisioning that, to be candid.
Oh, great. Now Brady's going
to
leave soon.
To be candid.
Danny Amendola next, same day as that podcast. Amendola to the Dolphins, Rob Gronkowski, back at it on Instagram. Be free, be happy, enjoy Miami.
Capital letters.
Wow.
Capital letters. Don't forget, free and be happy, capital letters.
March 26th, Robert Kraft talks to the owners' meetings and says the meeting with Kraft, Belichick, and Brady had happened. April 2nd, Bert Breer, the MMQB, teams at the owners' meetings told him they were going to call the Pats and try and make a deal for Gronkowski.
Okay, I even want to add another thing to that Robert Kraft commentary.
Save it!
Okay!
Zoe's going to add it!
All right,
next!
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Up.
So, of course, all our super fans that listen every day are probably watching on TV today if they can.
What's up?
Lee and Quincy is already commenting about McCone's buttons undone. She likes that look. She's going,
I don't think it's that bad.
She's going right into the McCone zone.
At least you right into button the McCone it all the way zone. To the top like Murray does.
Right in there. See that? Look at all the love you're getting, McCone.
You're married, right?
I am not married.
You're not? Oh, my God.
Are you available?
I am not available.
Oh,
no, you're not.
No.
So she's got you locked.
He's in a committed relationship.
Yes.
Committed relationship.
Is she also a TV anchor?
She is not a TV
anchor.
She's
not a prompter reader.
Prompter reader.
Hello. I love you too. You love me as much as I love you.
Prompter reader. Okay, Zoe, add your item in. I'll tell you what, and let me jog your memory. Ready?
Okay.
Ready as we
March
go.
Rapid fire.
Robert Kraft speaks to the owners' meetings in Orlando, says that a meeting has taken place with Kraft, Belichick, Brady, and you said, ooh.
He was addressed and asked a question about the last time he talked to Tom or how much he talks to Tom, and he deferred to the documentary. Well, as you can tell, in the documentary, meaning
like, really? I haven't really talked to him.
Because Robert's always pretty open. Like, I love him. You know, he's like another son to me, and just saw him last week or stopped by, and you know, we chat all the time. We chat all the time. I just talked to Tommy last week or talked to Tommy this day.
Mm-hmm.
I just picked up the phone and called Tommy on the flight on the way down. No, he deferred to the documentary. So the documentary was what? February 9th, I think, was when Tom versus Time, the owner deferred to the last version of Tom versus Time as to what is your quarterback thinking?
It's a problem.
I thought that was something.
It's a problem.
I was telling you something without telling you something.
Problem. April 2nd, Bert Breer
said, real quick,
a couple teams are going to call the Pats for Gronk.
Real quick, I just think that sort of furthers along the Met Gala story where they're all at the Met Gala, but we didn't see any
pictures. We haven't even worked our way up to the Met Gala.
I know that, but I'm just saying that sort of set the tone for that. Go ahead.
April 3rd was Cooks to the Rams. April 14th, Amendola with Mike Reese. Bill can be a real a-hole, but he's the greatest coach going, and it's very rewarding to play for him. He did say, though, he asked for answers about why Butler didn't play. Didn't get any.
Nor did anybody.
Which means nobody got answers because he could easily ask Tom Brady and Brady would have told him.
Which tells you directly Brady hasn't gotten
answers. It's an indirect way of knowing
Thank
Brady
you.
And Gavin answer.
See, we're learning to read between the lines.
Yes.
Read between the tea leaves, all of them.
The 16th, off-season workouts begin. No Brady, no Gronk. Brady was in Qatar promoting best buddies. The 18th, Schefter tweets, Patriots QB Tom Brady is still not committed to playing in 2018. Even though people who know him believe he will be back.
That's like Amendola saying Bill's an awful coach to play for, but boy, are we ready when we play for him.
April 21st, bizarre conference, press conference at Gillette in the Patriots building. Rob Gronkowski promoting Monster Energy dirt bikes.
Vroom, vroom, really good.
That worst, thing happened on the 21st of April.
Worst day of the offseason right there. That more so than
point.
Any other.
Yeah. That was the low point.
More, that was worse than I plead the fifth.
It took him
really good.
It took
really?
Him 72 hours to get straightened out. He met with Bill Belichick.
That's funny how quickly that happened.
He tweeted on the 24th that he met with Belichick and informed him he'd be back for 2018, saying that he'd been working out. He was in shape, feeling great, looking forward to another championship run. There were things were quiet for a whole 6 days after that.
There was rumors that after that happened, you know, that those 3 days that it took the tight end to get his ass in there with his agent, that it was put to him that there's two offers on the table.
Tom
Brady.
Teams
that want you.
Tom Brady, Jim Gray, April 30th, Milken Institute Global Conference. Jim Gray, do you feel appreciated by the Patriots, specifically Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick?
I plead the fifth.
Okay. All right, then. May 7th was the Met Gala.
It's so funny.
Met Gala. Brady and Giselle and Robert and Ricky, and they're all there. And
Ricky and Mike?
There's no... Bobby, Ronnie, Ricky, Mike.
Bobby,
is that what it
Ronnie,
is?
Ricky, or Mike.
Yeah, okay. None of them were seen together. They may have been together. Right. They may have spoken, but there's no evidence of it. May 27th, Brady. Well,
maybe Brady looked so bad in those pictures that Kraft just didn't want to go anywhere near him to be photographed in that awful suit that he had.
May 27th, Brady's still not at OTAs. In phase three at this point, the passing phase. Mm. Instead, he was in Monaco for the Monaco Grand Prix making promotional appearances.
The hell of a boat he was on, though.
June 5th, minicamp opens, TB12 and Gronk in attendance. Belichick stressing that OTAs are voluntary and that he has always had a good relationship with Tom.
I've always had a good relationship with Tom.
When asked if he wanted to have his contract restructured, Gronkowski said that day, I don't know, trying to, who wouldn't?
You know what else I'm going to add there, too?
Oh, add another one.
Add another
ahead.
One. And there's another Belichick clip in there during Belichick's quick little back and forth with the media there. We have a lot of really, really good young leadership. And there are some guys opening some eyes. That's when it was like, it was slid in there that you talk about leadership, you talk about captainship, and your two big leaders are here. Well, I tell you what, we lock a lot of our young guys. We're seeing some good leadership.
And you know what? I'd like to interject. Kobe Bryant is here, by the way.
Oh,
he's got
Kobe
five
Bryant.
Rings. You know, he's got five rings. That guy's a winner. He's a champion. And we brought him in to share his Mamba mentality with our young players. He, you know, he's writing a book. He's going to put a book out about his methods. Oh, by the way, that was happening at this time. June 7th, media availability ends, and 12 minutes later, Adam Schefter is on ESPN telling the world Julian Edelman is facing a 4-game ban for PEDs. What? Huh?
Yeah, Brady had that, 35-second press or a 2.5-minute press conference? Or he's answering questions?
June 8th. Following internet rumors and Reddit users, a Reddit user that knew that Edelman was getting popped for PEDs, that same Reddit user said, well, I think Gronkowski could be getting traded soon. And then a report from the Boston Herald, Adam Kirchin, that Belichick wanted to trade Gronk and had offers on the table from the Titans and 49ers. There was a closed-door meeting between he and Robert Kraft. Tom Brady threatened to retire if they traded Gronk, and therefore Robert Kraft nixed the deal.
Yep.
Kraft, days later, June 12th, says, not so fast.
But also,
I'll just tell you, it's a bunch of hogwash.
You could add into that. I was at a kid's baseball game coaching first base when my phone rang.
Very important moment of this offseason.
And I spoke to a very high up in the Patriot organization that said that couldn't be more than unequivocally true. Unequivocally false.
Wait. What was true or what was false? I'm
confused. The Brady demanding to be traded or the Gronkowski that he was even
that
up
that
for.
That was bogus.
That it was ridiculous, that report.
Okay. Member of the organization tells Zoe at a Little League game, that is bogus. That also happened.
And put that out there.
I don't know if that was previously reported, so I didn't have that in my timeline.
Well, I stuck that on Twitter that night. It was out there on Twitter. We got a lot of hits on that.
I missed that one.
Yep. That was a Friday night. Got buried.
I believe you. Yep. I know who it is. I think it's funny that you put that in there. Yep. June 17th, Father's Day, Brady interview with Oprah that was taped in April, hits TV. And, this is what made headlines. He talked about Bill Belichick saying that they don't agree on absolutely everything, but that's relationships. He also said he loves Bill. And in the same interview, he said this about his retirement.
I think now I'm seeing that there's definitely an end coming sooner rather than later.
ESPN picked that up, put it in an Instagram post. And 2 days later, Brady was commenting on the post saying 40 y cinco, which means 45 in Spanish, which means he's saying he'll play until he's 45. July 3rd, Edelman lost the appeal. July 19th, Greg Bedard reported that nothing has been resolved between Brady, Belichick, and Kraft. In the days following, it's now been reported that Brady was the reason that Josh McDaniels is still here, that he played a role in it, and at the 11th hour, possibly went to ownership and said, you got to keep this guy.
Very good timeline, Beetle.
I did it! I did it! Now, what the hell is going to make us feel better about all this? Well, we could discuss that and come up with a couple of things. Oh, by the way, what Jimmy Garoppolo said about Tom Brady in his piece that landed today.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How did you guys meet, you know?
Okay, what I will say is this. Jimmy and I had an amazing dinner, and he treated me with so much respect and class. And honestly, we're friends. But on that note, let me tell you this much. I've never been a fan of football. I'm officially a fan of football. And I can promise the 49ers that they will make Super Bowl and win because everything I touch turns to gold.
Oh, hello!
That's the porn actress that Jimmy Garoppolo took out on a date last week.
Oh, Jimmy.
I forget her name already. I cannot remember her name.
Kiara Mia.
Kiara, right. Right. What was her name?
You got to think. She drives Mia. A Kia. She wore a tiara at
Leah,
one point.
What the hell was her name?
Kiara.
Swami Samsonite. All right, so there you go. That's
Kiara Garoppolo.
There it is. That's how you make. That's how the league office is now figuring out how to get their ratings back. Yeah. They're just going to have the quarterbacks date as many porn actresses. Porn stars, porn actresses.
This is what Maz's speed bots need. Like the world of golf, like the current world of golf. Everybody liked to rip Tiger for that, for what that whole, you know, 3-year span that he had, right, where he was going bonkers with his Rolodex of women. Who, by the way, legally consented to do it with him. And all of a sudden, Tiger was like, you know, he was the one that was at fault for everything. Yeah, he was, you were married, buddy. That was the big issue.
I don't even know. I don't even understand what you just said.
Well, I mean, people kill Tiger for like that whole stretch where, okay, yeah, you know, the whole Me Too movement and all this and that. Well, they wanted to hang out with Tiger, is the thing. It was consensual.
I am
all
no
Tigers. Tiger,
no,
like,
there was never a rape accusation or sexual assault. There was no sexual assault allegations.
It was the weirdest
right?
press conference. He had the wide collar. The collar didn't even fit his shirt. And he was apologizing for being a sex addict. And he was going away from
it. McCall, do you have any idea what the hell just happened? Because I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
But I mean, this is like what golf needed. Like these current, like, why do we not like golf now? Because the Spieth bots. Oh, Spieth, such a good guy. No, Spieth needs to do what Garoppolo does.
Date.
Just 41-year-old porn actress.
Yeah. She's 41?
Oh, yeah.
What?
How long has she been in the game? I mean, Brady's 41. She's seen some stuff. She'd been, wow.
How do you know that?
She's a veteran.
It's in the articles. 41. Yeah. I had to research.
It's in the articles.
It's in the articles.
Didn't Leanne, how many, did Billy how many, what's research the, all this?
What's like the porn...
Limit.
Emmys, right? Don't they have like a VMAs. Like an award show?
The VMAs.
No, it's not the VMA.
No, they definitely do, though. Yeah, you're right. Prez did one. Remember, Prez went to one time.
Yeah. AVN.
AVN.
Yeah, the AVN Awards are film awards sponsored and presented by the American adult video industry. There you go. AVN. How many AVNs does she have? I mean, you've been around that long. Unless she's, you know, nominations, no wins.
Right.
Right. Ben over at NBC Sports Boston sent us a thing. Her searches are going through the roof. Like plus 2,300%.
Right. Yeah. It's a win for everybody.
I mean, look at it. What's her name? Susan Lucci, the actress in Susan Lucci. Wasn't that her name?
Who's that?
She won like she was like the best second, right? Daytime actress, but she never won an Emmy ever. She was always nominated, but never won. Am I right? I mean, I never watched it, but
no, 200,000 right searches in the last 24 hours.
She's blown up. 41. She's back in the game. She's like Brady, Quarenta y Cinco. She's going. She's going until she's 45.
Wow.
Easy. Easy. She don't look 41. I'll give her that. Okay, new story today. Bleacher Report, which apparently has a magazine, but I think it's an online magazine. June Lee is the author. He used to cover the Red Sox here locally. He does a story, a profile of Jimmy Garoppolo. And this is what he writes. Jimmy told his friend, his best friend, when the rumors started of Garoppolo going to Cleveland, he said, maybe I'll be in Ohio in no time. Part of him hoped that the chance would come in New England to be the starting quarterback. His confident side thought he could, maybe one day, beat out Brady on the depth chart. It was, after all, the one best-laid plan he could control. Only Jimmy Garoppolo was going to steal Tom Brady's job. Quote, I've always had that mindset, Jimmy said. I knew that Brady was better than me in my first day in the NFL. Naturally, you're the rookie, he's the veteran, but you have to have that mindset. You have to be the starter. Even when I was a little kid, my brothers, whenever we would play, I would literally always think I was going to win. I wouldn't, but I was always thinking that I would. It's like when I go to New England, when I first got there, I thought in my head, I'm better than this dude. But in your head, you believe you're better than Tom Brady, I ask? It was always a quiet confidence, Jimmy says. I would never speak that. I ask again, but you believe that you were the best dude there. Yeah, you believe in yourself. That's the best way to put it. I check his confidence one more time. So you're going up to Tom Brady and saying, I'm better than you? He says, I'm not stupid. You have to pick your battles. But I had belief in myself that I could do certain things, and it's always worked out pretty well. It will always be in me, that drive that comes from my dad telling me that someone is always working harder, that I'm always in last place, and I need to catch up to somebody else.
This is exactly what Brady did. This is exactly what Brady did to Bledsoe. Remember the stories?
Didn't we have the questions about if he was this guy or not? Didn't we have those questions about him?
Yes. But it was hidden. It was always hidden. He never got a chance to play. Brady got a chance to play in year two.
Jim, why are you shaking your head? What's the matter?
Because this is awful as a Patriots fan to hear this.
Oh, to hear how competitive and
Belichick knew it.
Oh, it hurts.
They knew it. They're not getting this guy again.
They're not getting this guy again. He's gone.
Like,
but this is what Brady did. Who's the tight end he played with in Michigan? Talks in the, you know, the Tom Aaron the Brady Shea? Six.
Aaron Shea.
Talked about how he would call me during the offseason or gone to visit him. Like, Bledsoe signed that deal. He's like, it's a stupid deal they signed because I'm going to beat him out. I'm going to beat this guy out. He said that. Brady talked about this with that Aaron Shea guy, the tight end from Michigan. Said they would go golf and they would hang out. They'd work out in the offseason. He would constantly tell him, I'm better than him.
And Garoppolo in his head thought, I'm going to beat out Tom Brady.
You had the next Brady.
I'm going to beat this guy out. Yeah.
They were lucky enough to get it twice.
But that's what you knew, too.
Right, they hit the lottery a second time.
What chances is it that they get it a third time? Third time. There's no chance.
It'd probably be hard to do. But see what he's doing, too.
They've already beaten the odds by getting it a second time.
But he's sitting there, and he's knowing that I'm 23 or I'm 24. This guy could be my dad, basically, really. I mean, he's, 15, 16 years older than me. At some point, Father Time is going to catch up with him, but it didn't. Brady beat the system. He beat time. He beat Belichick's plan. He beat Garoppolo's confidence, really. That's why he had to be freed. And I mean, he beat Garoppolo. Garoppolo was not going to beat him if it was going to ever be even.
So
Belichick wouldn't make it even.
I know we started our timeline post Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But Garoppolo still factors into everything that has gone on.
Garoppolo motivated Brady for 4 years.
If there's a power struggle, this is a part of it.
See, and here's another thing, too, that may have remained hidden. Brady knew how competitive he was. Brady did everything to never let him get any edge, ever, ever. Off seasons, reps, and this is my
locking him out of the TB12 clinic.
Which is not
Seth
true.
Wickersham.
But this is my point about us sitting there and watching camp. And I'm like, look at Brady. There he is at 41, working out like a dog, having guys hang on to him with leashes, while Garoppolo's standing there looking around, thinking, what should I do next? Tom's down there running around, throwing balls against the backstop down there.
Right.
Here he is trying to drop it into buckets. Should I grab a receiver and throw to it? And I think that's where I knew mentally. He knows he's not going to beat him.
Hear this from him? You think that story about TB12, would you be more likely to believe it or less likely?
Probably more than likely if you phrase it that way.
I find it easier to believe today after reading this.
Yeah.
I can't give this guy an edge because he's good and he's real.
This goes to support the fact that he motivated him for 4 years. If Garoppolo wasn't here, I could go on record and I would say that they wouldn't win two Super Bowls and probably play in a third. Because he found a different level this late in his career, did Brady. Garoppolo made him do that. Because Tom's not stupid. Tom knew how good he was. When you're there and you live it, you know who you got in your back pocket. You know who you got beat. And you also know, And Marv Cook told me this too. Because Marv Cook, when I first got here as a rookie.
Now there's a name from the past.
But Marv Cook was coming off a Pro Bowl. And Ben Coates and I were drafted in the same year. And then after the first camp, Marv Cook looked at me and said, I'm not for long here. This guy's the second coming. And Ben Coates was that second coming. It was that next time. And you know it when you see it. And Brady probably saw it. And that's what motivated him. So you know it as a player when somebody's there to take your job.
Marv Cook was an All-Pro in 91.
Yeah.
All-Pro.
And he was out of league 2 years after that, basically. Done. Because Ben Coates made you forgettable. You can't run vertical. That guy could. He's 6'7", and he could run.
Yeah. All right, fourth and final hour on the way. 90 seconds, no commercials here. Things that can make us feel better about the Patriots. Things that I think could happen as soon as this week. We'll focus on just this week or next.
Oh, I like that.
Things that I think will make us all feel a little bit better. Camp opens on Thursday. We will, of course, be there for the public practices. We're taking the show on the road like we do every year. We'll get to that and your calls on everything from the day so far. We'll do that in 90 seconds.